Oslo Police.
New cases with a crack new team.
I requested him, specially. He says he's happy, but I've never really seen him laugh, which is odd, because I'm a very funny woman.
New challenges for Oslo's law keepers.
Please take it in turns to read to my son, who's in my office as he's had an unexpected day off.
Nicola Walker in Annika Stranded. The new series begins on BBC Radio 4 this Sunday night at 7:45.
Now on Radio 4, to Edinburgh to hear the first of two episodes showcasing the best comedy from the festival, hosted by the comedian Darren Harriott and featuring some of the brightest stars of comedy. It's time for Fresh from the Fringe.
And welcome to Fresh from the Fringe. My name is Ahir Shah, and we are here on Radio 4 showcasing some of the best comedy from the Edinburgh Fringe. As a brown man, it is a pleasure to be in a place where I am hated because I'm English. I am a British Indian man, as the people in the audience here will have recognised. By the way, I realise that I sound as though I've been colonised by my own voice. But just to get the background out of the way, basically, I'm from a place called Brixton in South London, right? But I'm originally from Wembley in North London. Well, I'm originally, my family are from Gujarat in India. There's no need to criminalize curiosity, in case you're wondering. That's absolutely fine. It's from Gujarat in India. But right, okay, fair play. Originally, I'm from East Africa about 100,000 years ago, right? There was a woman called Mitochondrial Eve who became the direct matrilineal ancestor of every human who's currently alive. We're cousins, isn't that weird? Right? Still not buying it, are you? No. All right, fair play. All right, I'll own up. Originally, I'm from the sea. I'm from the sea off the coast of a continent called Pangaea. This is quite a long time ago, and you probably can't tell because I have lost the accent, right? But that's where I'm originally. I'm a fish, basically, is what I'm trying to get across. Some of you will know this, but most of you won't, right? Out of every group in the UK at the moment, right, not just minority groups, out of every group in the UK, British Indians are currently the wealthiest and the best educated. Basically, Jews are catching a lot of our heat. Right? You got all of these insane conspiracy nutters worried about the Rothschilds, and meanwhile, the Patels are just like coming in on the scene. Why do you think it's called the Illuminati? Because we run stuff using looms, naan, and tea. Wake up! Last year, my dad insisted that I apply to become something called an overseas citizen of India, right? An OCI. It's like a dual nationality thing. And I took him up on the suggestion and I applied. I enjoy being British, but I've read the news and I can take a hint. I ain't getting an Irish passport. So I applied for this thing online, and if you have Indian ancestry, if you're listening and you do, I heartily recommend that you do this, if only for the online application form, right? Because this was the place where I saw the bureaucracy of the Indian government meet the paranoia of the Indian government, meet the technological ineptitude of the Indian government, and it is the most fun I have ever had in normal browsing, right? It's... because they start off so innocuous. They're just like, first name, Ahiram, surname, Shah. What are your mother and father's names? Vikram and Ulka Shah. And where were they born? Was it Pakistan? Right, what is your address? In fact, could you give us your addresses for the last 3 years? It's a bit like applying for a current account, isn't it? A bit fun, right? In fact, while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and give us a list of every country that you visited in the last, say, 5 years? Were any of them Pakistan? Seriously, we are not messing about here. You tell us if it's Pakistan. If we find out and you haven't told us, we will cut you. Right. Are you married? Choose from yes, no, or she's Pakistani. Right. Got any children or other dependents? Favorite type of moon? If crescent, why? like, hell, man. I couldn't be Indian. I couldn't live over there, no. If I have to live in a country that's so pointlessly hostile to Muslims, it might as well be here, it's closer. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about ready to kick off. Are you up for a fantastic evening with four fantastic acts from the Edinburgh Fringe? Yeah! Your first act this evening is performing her debut Fringe show, Fight, and was a finalist in the Amused Moose National New Comic Award. Please welcome to the stage the wonderful Olga Korg!
Everyone, my name is Olga. I'm originally from Russia, and I need to start every set like that because I know that they're listening. So I was born in Russia, but I haven't spent a lot of time there, as you can see by my accent. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely love the West. The diversity is incredible. Like in Russia, it's more of the same, whereas here, I have all kinds of friends now. I have white friends, I have black friends, I have male friends, I have female friends, I have gay friends, I have straight friends, I have friends who don't like to identify as friends. But I've been thinking a lot about Russia lately because I was born in 1992, which was a very interesting year in the history of Russia. It was right after Gorbachev left, and I don't know if anybody has heard of Gorbachev. Thank you. He broke down the Berlin Wall, dismantled the Soviet Union, started a policy called Glasnost, but most importantly, I think he said the most significant quote of all time, which is, what we need is star peace, not Star Wars. Which is a lower back tattoo I do not regret. And in 1992, I was born. Also, 92 was the year that Boris Yeltsin became president. And it was the first ever democratic presidential election in Russia, and Boris Yeltsin was elected. And that actually started a very long history of Russian people electing presidents all over the world. And it was a really interesting time because in the 90s, for the first time ever, Russians voted. And for 100 years, they've never voted before. And I don't have a lot of time, but I'm gonna tell you that overnight, my father became deputy prime minister of Russia, and he was one of the people in charge of the privatization. Sorry, we don't have a lot of time. So basically, the system that they went with was something called voucher privatization. And that meant every single person in the country got a piece of paper or a voucher. And that voucher could be exchanged for stock in anything you wanted. Train companies, phone companies, oil companies, you name it. Everyone got a piece of paper. Even babies got vouchers. Theoretically, a bunch of babies could have gotten together and bought an oil company. And that's how you get baby oil. Coming next spring to CBBC? Basically, the system didn't work because for 100 years, again, people didn't really know what ownership was. So to explain to them what stocks were was very, very difficult. It was much more intuitive for them to exchange those vouchers for actual cash or actual goods. And maybe only a couple of people really got how the system worked and took advantage of it. And they are now known as oligarchs. Basically, my father messed up the privatization so bad, four people own Russia. He messed it up so bad, he's not even one of them. And I look back at it, right? And I think when I was a kid, I thought everything he did was right. Everything he did was correct. He couldn't have done anything else. And then when I was a teenager, I was like, screw you, Dad. You're the reason oligarchs exist. You know when you're 17 and you're like slamming doors and you're like, is this relatable? Screw you, Dad. Yeah? You're the reason oligarchs exist, right? Except my dad actually was the reason oligarchs exist. But then looking back at it now at this age, as I research all this time and how clueless people really were at this time, I think it was more accidentally bad, like the Titanic, not purposefully bad, like Avatar. And I recently was visiting Russia because I love finding new places. I went to a city called Yekaterinburg. Has anybody been? 2 days ago, I asked an audience whether anybody's been, and a man raised his hand, took a deep breath in, and I said, what'd you think? And he said, I saw a wolf. In Yekaterinburg, they have something called the Museum of Democracy. It's right across the street from the Museum of Irony. And in the museum, Museum of Democracy, they talk about the privatization, obviously, because it kind of traces back the history of democracy in Russia, which is quite recent. But also, in the Museum of Democracy, they have a room called the Freedom Room. And it's a small room with a chair and a camera that's always on. And you tell the camera what freedom means to you. And they project the videos on the walls of the museum. So if anybody asks you whether there's freedom in Russia, there is. It's confined to a small room under 24-hour surveillance. Guys, thank you so much. You've been great. Have a great festival. Bye.
That was the wonderful Olga Koch. And you can see her show Fight Every Day for the rest of the Fringe at 7:15 p.m. at the Pleasance Courtyard. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we have a brilliant comedian who has been a correspondent for The Last Leg and was a finalist of Funny Women. Please welcome to the stage the wonderful Rosie Jones.
Hello. My name is Rosie, and as you can tell from my voice, I suffer from being northern. It's so hard. My full name is Rosie Jones, and there's another Rosie Jones, and she's a page free model. Yeah. But as you can tell, there's a big difference between page free Rosie Jones and this. It's my daddy loves me. Let me address the disabled elephant in the room. That's what my mum calls me. She doesn't. I have a disability called cerebral palsy, and I guess the worst thing about having cerebral palsy is how long it takes me to say cerebral palsy. Blind. Deaf. Why do they get one syllable? But the slow talker, us lot, we get five bloody syllables. It's not fair. But apart from that, being disabled is amazing. You can dribble on people you don't like. Oh, I can't help it. I can't. I do find that a lot of people are awkward around me, and I really feel like it's my job to make it more awkward. people say to me, oh, Rosie, what's your disability? And I go, what? So then they got to ask again, Rosie, what's your disability? And I go, I am not disabled. I'm an alcoholic. Which is half true. Oh, you have been lovely. I've been Rosie. Bye-bye.
One more time for the exquisite Rosie Jones. And you can see her debut show, 15 Minutes for the Rest of the Fringe. Our next act has been described by the New York Times as India's most intelligent comedian. I'm furious. Not even Indian. I'm from Wembley. His stand-up comedy special, The Nation Wants to Know, has played over 500 sold-out shows from Mumbai to Sydney to San Francisco. Please welcome to the stage the excellent Anuvar Bal.
Hello. My name is Anuvar Pal. I'm a comedian. I'm visiting from Mumbai, India. And I should explain this accent. I've been in your country for 2 weeks. I've been told I'm comprehensible. I've been told my English is very good. I've been told I'm lying. Now, here's the thing. I am from India, and this is how I speak. And I did not want to speak like this. I did not even want to speak English. But 250 years ago... I love Radio 4 audiences. Ahead of me at the Empire, some of you people, actually exactly this number, came over to India and told us, speak like us. Speak properly. Speak English. It's a better language. We were confused. We said, really? What will happen if we speak English? You said, we don't know yet. But maybe in 250 years, when our credit card doesn't work, you'll answer our phones. You're clapping a cheap arbitrage of labor across the world. For a while, it was very good. It was very good. You taught us words, lovely English words. You said it's an easy language. It's not hard to follow. Write down, Salisbury. S-O-L-L, wrong. What is this language? You said it gets easier. Write down, Siobhan. You gave us things we did not have. You said, you all have malaria, have this gin and tonic. We're like, very nice. These British people brought gin and tonic, very nice. They're not so bad after all. It's very nice. Then you said, here, lovely, have some tea. We said, yeah, very nice. This is our tea. Are they just selling back to us, Artie? This is a good business model. What are they calling it? The British Empire. Very good. It's very good. Look, look, that's a long time ago. It's a long time ago. And here's the thing. You left a generation of people with accents like this. My father speaks like this. My father's middle name is Reginald. Because he thought he'd get a job at the British Shipping Company. Instead of actually knowing anything about ships, which would have helped. So you left behind a generation of us sounding like this, like a love child of a Bangalore call center in Downton Abbey. But you know, I like coming to Britain, you know, also because I get to learn about political correctness. Your people are very politically correct. when someone puts on a little weight and you haven't seen them in a while, you're very polite. You say, oh, Christine, you look different. Where I'm from, especially if you're an older Indian man above 60, there's no filter from here to here. That it's 2016, there's racism, sexism, no idea. If there was an older Indian man here trying to have a conversation, he would look at someone and say, you, haven't seen you in a while, your face, very ugly. He means nothing by it. Come, let's have a drink. I'll give you a reference point, I guess, easier to understand. I'm sure all of you may have one older relative. Very lovable, but then you just tell them, don't open your mouth. Don't say anything. We have a Nigerian couple coming over for dinner. Don't say a word. Just lovable, racist, sexist, lovely uncle. You do have someone like that? How fantastic to know that the world unites only with racism. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been a fantastic audience. Thank you very much.
You can catch Anubhav's show Empire at 7 p.m. for the rest of the Fringe. Weird seeing Anubhav, man. It's weird, like I'm a British Indian, so I straddle both sides of that post-colonial divide, you know? It's like I read a history book and every time I'm like, oh my God, isn't it awful what I did to me? Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your next act? Now, they have won awards separately and collectively. Please welcome to the stage the sketch duo Anna Leon Brophy and Emily Lloyd Saney as Egg!
Hello! Hi, everyone. I'm Emily.
And I'm Anna.
And we are Egg.
And if you're thinking, they sound a bit familiar, we're often mistaken for world-class comedians Ramesh Ranganathan
and Phil Wang.
Yeah. We should probably address the elephant in the room as well, which
North
is...
North Korea.
No, the elephant in the room, which is
All
the...
All saints are back together. Yes.
Didn't know that. The elephant in the room is that we're not middle-class white men. Cats out of the bag.
We're just another multi-ethnic female sketch show.
Yawn.
Should we do a sketch?
You guys ready for a sketch?
Yeah!
OK, I'm just going to slip into something a little bit more manly.
I'm gonna miss this place.
That's everything.
Right. Well, I guess I don't live here anymore then, Steve.
I guess you don't, Karen.
I'm gonna miss you, love.
Then don't go, Karen, please.
I've made me decision, Steve. Don't make this any harder.
Please, Karen. We've had so many good times.
Have we?
Do you not remember you and me lying in a meadow? Looking up at the stars.
Steve, it were a car park behind Morrison's.
It were dead romantical!
Was it?
I've still got gravel in my pants from that day.
It were 5 years ago, Steve.
Fine. Go.
I'm going.
Go then.
Bye, Steve.
Bye, Karen. Where do you think you're going?
I'm leaving, Steve.
Yeah? You're leaving?
Oh, Steve, come on. I'm taking the chair.
You're not taking the chair!
I'm taking the chair. It's my chair.
You're not. That's my chair. I raised him from a flat pack.
2 hours with an Allen key and he's yours, is he? Where were you when he got woodworm, huh? You were down to pub with two friends.
I couldn't bear to see him in that condition,
You're
Karen.
You're fickle, Steve.
You know I've changed. You know I have. I'm always there for him now. Every morning, rain or shine, I'm up at 7 a.m. sitting on him.
Yeah, till 7 p.m. It's too much pressure for something so small.
I've made a real impression on him, Karen.
Oh, yeah. You made an impression on him when I went to Magaluf, didn't you?
Don't bring this up, Karen.
3 days I were gone, Steve. 3 days. I come back, what happened? He got a broken leg.
He fell over!
You stood on him, Stephen!
It were an accident!
Oh, yeah? How'd you change the light bulb then?
Oh, Karen, you can talk. You're the one who's always calling him a poof!
It were a joke!
Fine. Let's just see who he wants to go with.
That's ridiculous, Steve. It's just a chair.
Is it? You know he just wants to stay here with his family.
Okay.
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 I didn't want to do this, love.
Come on, then.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on, then.
Come on. Come to Daddy.
Come on. Off we go. Yes, he can sit on you at weekends.
Come on. Come to Daddy.
What's that?
What's that?
Oh, come on now.
Come on, Michelle.
Come on.
Good boy.
Off we go.
Stay. Stay.
Daisy. Are you telling him to stay?
Yeah, I want him to stay.
You're distressing him.
You wanted him distressed.
Not like this.
Oh, Karen, please.
Oh, God. How did we get here, Steve?
Please don't cry, Karen. I can't bear it when you cry. Oh, Karen. Truth be told, you're my sun and my moon and my stars.
Oh, Steve.
And if you go, I'll have nothing left. So please, please, leave me the chair.
Oh, Steve. Okay. Okay, love, you can have the chair.
Thank you.
Just promise you'll tuck him in every night.
I will.
Right under the table.
I will, Karen!
Okay. I love you.
I love you
too. Not you, Steve! Oh.
Hey, chair. I guess it's just you and me now, buddy.
So don't forget it.
Hey, chair, what are you doing looking out the window? You're thinking about her, aren't you? Stop it! Oh, no! Chair! Chair! Speak to me! Oh, God! You look so much like her! Karen! Karen! Oh, Karen, please! Karen!
Anna?
Karen!
Anna? Sorry, I just feel like that sketch ended quite a while ago.
Where am I?
Oh, okay. I see what's happened. Okay, what you're exploring there is so dangerous and so raw, right? But you have to stay 5% in the room.
Hey, that was the fabulous Egg! Their show, Egg Richard Pictures, is on at the Pleasance Courtyard at 6 p.m. until the end of the festival. I've been Ahir Shah, and you can see my show, Duffer, at Cabaret Voltaire as part of the free festival at 2:15 p.m. every day. Also, extra shows at weekends at the Underbelly Cowgate at 5:20, which is why my voice is something of a state at the moment. have a fantastic Fringe! Fresh from the Fringe was hosted by me, Ahir Shah, with performances from Olga Koch, Rosie Jones, Anubhav Pal, Emily Lloyd-Saney, and Anna Leon Brophy. The producer was Susie Grant, and it was a BBC Studios production.
And you can hear the second episode of Fresh from the Fringe at 11 o'clock tonight, as well as a brand new episode of Funny from the Fringe, hosted by Jade Adams, broadcasting on Friday at 10:30 here on BBC Radio 4 Extra. And if you own a smart speaker, you can enjoy a late night laugh from the Edinburgh Festival with a different comic telling a different gag every evening. You can have a bite-sized blast of late night comedy on request, and tonight